I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back, I'm Carl Mack and this is Combat Chronicles. Now, if you want to hear my thoughts on all of UFC 300, head on over to the Combat Chronicles Patreon, www.patreon.com/Combat Chronicles. But it'd be a bit unfair for you not to hear my live reaction to that incredible moment from Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje. I mean, I'm going to let the audio rip from that long episode, which is like an hour and 30 minutes or whatever, where I react to every single fight on the card in live time, either via analysis, predictions, etc. But this was just an all-time moment, maybe one of the greatest moments in all of MMA history. So here's the audio. I was dipping in and out of the fight after rounds and offering my thoughts, and obviously Gaethje landed a big right hand in close that dropped Holloway in the fourth round. And in the fifth round, he started getting close, and I thought, you know what? Let's hit the record button. Let's just talk about the fight while it's happening in real time and see how this unfolds. And I never could have envisioned how it unfolded. You'll see, well, you'll hear my reaction as it was in real time. And, I mean, I probably would have screamed, but would have woke up the neighbours. But you can hear the passion in my voice. This is why we do it. This is why we watch combat sports. Just incredible. Max Holloway, knockout, 4 minutes 59 seconds into round 5 of Justin Gaethje to win the bad motherfucker title. That title don't mean nothing, but it is true. He really is the baddest motherfucker in MMA.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Oh, we're live commentating now. The 3-2 for Gaethje with 3:30 left in the... Oh, Max Holloway deserted him. Gaethje's getting success with a 3-2. If you call his overhand right a 2, it's a left hook into a right hook. But Max now has decided to go, do you know what, mate, if you want to step down, if you want to step into your shots, let's fucking have it. This is dangerous for both blokes. Max is trying to up the ante here. Do not get caught for fucking head kick. I don't care how fucking nails you are. Gaethje feels a bit more comfortable. Why hasn't he tried to grapple at all? There's no wrestling at all from Gaethje. You think he's a stronger guy? He's obviously a more storied grappler, storied wrestler. None of it. Not trying to put any pressure on Holloway. Not trying to run him into the cage. You can't pressure him. You can't force him into mistakes. He's not even trying anything. Not even really seeing the collar tie or the clinch work. Max is, his activity's going up. So is Gaethje's, but Holloway just seems so quick on the trigger with the counter. He's going to run Gaethje onto something. Nice jab from, oh, Gaethje, some good shots there. Jab and that big fucking meatball right hand that he throws. Nice shot. Gaethje's best round so far, without a shadow of a doubt. Low kicks there for him as well, as it has been throughout the fight. He's starting to get more consistent offense. Oh, Max lunging him with that right uppercut. Such a nice shot for him. No setup that time. He's got so many varied looks. Gaethje spearing him to the body. Trying everything he can to set him up. And then Max fucking twats him with a right hand and takes the initiative away from him again. We've got 2 minutes left to go in the round. Just under. Oh, stubby left hand from Max. Body, knee. Oh, beautiful instep knee. Step in knee. Sorry, guys, it's fucking late. Don't left hook with a left hook on Max, for God's sake. Max trying to counter that brutal low kick, leg kick with a fucking jab. Is he starting to show now? Where now on the face, Holloway? Oh, lovely combination in the pocket. Oh my God, Holloway's down. Gaethje's in with a big right hand. Down goes Holloway, back to the fence for the first time. What did I say? He's got to get him back to the fence, and he has. Holloway's badly hurt. Holloway, another right hand. Gaethje stunned him. I told you this is his best round. I told you that it was up in terms of the tension. And that was a big right hook as I think Max was exiting out the pocket to his own left. Gaethje run him into it. He badly hurt him. The dynamic of this fight has changed. There's a minute left in this round. There's going to be 5 minutes left to go. Fucking hell, my heart's in my throat. Another right hand. Switch right hand that time from Gaethje. Max trying the 2-3. Gaethje's jabbing with him now. Different fight. It's a different dynamic. When Max goes low, Gaethje tries to shoot over the top. Oh, the head kick. That Gaethje's trying to frame off and throw the head kick as he exited. Max caught on his arms. Wow, that's changed the fight. Oh, sort of half hooking off the jab there. Gaethje just flashed it, fainted, boom, hook off of it. Full of confidence now. They got the blood out of his nose by the looks of it. Oh, Gaethje's getting closer and closer. I've got to see the replay of that. Max seems fine, but flash knockdown perhaps. Man, if he has another big round, we could be, I mean, if they did score that 10-8, which they shouldn't, but they might do, given the knockdown. You know what they're like. Weird. And Gaethje has another big one. We could go from a fucking dominant Max win to a fucking draw. Max has got to win this round now. Stay out of trouble. Box him on the outside. Whitman, I don't want power. I just want you picking sharp shots. If you go wide, you're going to go countered. Oh, fucking hell. I don't know if it's because I've been up for, you know, nearly 24 hours, but I've got the shakes now. Gaethje, push kick. Oh, okay. So there was an injury I didn't see. Show us the fucking knockdown. In the pocket. Oh, so it was off the single collar tie. I said we weren't seeing much of it. So in the exchange, rather than just banging with Max, Gaethje kept a hold of him and on the exit bopped him with a, well, not even on the exit while he was still in close, hit him with a short right hook. We know how powerful Gaethje is. Last round, here we go, let's just stick with it. Holloway just starting off with push kicks. The body attack from Max has been fantastic throughout. Gaethje's fainting now, he's more active, he's moving, he's, you know, we know that he touches the gloves Robbie Lawler style, but he's actually lancing with Holloway now, fencing with him, trying to jab with him. Oh! Gaethje was sort of hip fainting, and Holloway looked like he caught him coming in with a right high kick. I'm not sure how much it landed, but definitely pushed Gaethje back onto his heels. So Gaethje's trying to go for the misdirection with the left hook. So he's sort of fainting straight and then bringing the left hook over. Max having success again in the pocket. He doesn't seem deterred by the flash knockdown. He ships some big shots after that too. If my gulps come through on the recording, I'm sorry, but I am gulping. Oh, fucking hell, what exchange. Gaethje, level change with a jab, through the right hand. Holloway slipped it, and as he rolled with it, he came back with a spinning back kick. Fucking hell, man, what an exchange that was. I'm not sure how much of it was clean, but it was gorgeous to look at on the first time round. Oh. Gaethje just ducking under the right hand. For me, he's getting too close. Holloway should really try and fucking slow this pace down. Oh, Gaethje going wide with the uppercut to move Max towards the left hook. Didn't happen, but Gaethje's pulling out all the Gaethje tricks now. This is the Gaethje you want to see. Yeah, you've got to pressure him. You can't fucking box him, mate. You've got to pressure him. Oh, 1-2 there from Holloway. Oh, he's hurt. Gaethje's badly hurt him. Gaethje's badly hurt. Holloway's coming for him. Gaethje's down. Holloway's swarming him. Great finisher, as we know. He's all over him. Oh, Gaethje's thrown back. Fucking hell, Max. Body shots. Brutal. Oh, my God. Gaethje. Max stepped him in the knee. Gaethje threw a big overhand right. Max, you've won the fight. You need to back the fuck off, man. He ain't gonna. He's gonna press him. Oh, spinning back kick to the body. Gaethje waves him on. Fucking hell, this fight is unreal. I think Holloway, he was going for the 1-2-1-2, and I think 1-1-2, and that's what caught Gaethje. I didn't quite see because his back was to the camera. But the brutal body shots to set up the shots upstairs, just wonderful finishing instincts from Holloway as always. Fucking hell. Holloway keeps throwing sort of chest jab just to move Gaethje's hands down and throw the right hand over the top. Gaethje looks tired, but he's so dangerous. Oh, now Max is trying too hard with the spinning back kick now. It's best when Gaethje's stationary, not when he's moving back. You're not going to catch him. Is Max going to go for a level change? He'll be throwing that spinning back kick to the body constantly. He only caught him on the nose by accident. Is he now going to throw it upstairs? Max can't miss with the overhand right now, and it's all off the diversion. Max being stupid with the spinning back kick, the jumping spinning back kick. Come on, mate, let's not be stupid. 2 minutes left in one of the biggest fights of your life. Not that you ain't had many of these. But it's the kind of thing that will drain your fucking gas tank doing stupid shit like that. Oh! Max is just stepping to Gaethje now. Oblique. Or like a foot stomp. Couldn't quite see because of the camera angle. No one cares about the BMF Championship, John. Gaethje just seems a bit out of sorts here, but he's so dangerous. Anything could change. Max now, right hand to the body, left hook upstairs, just moving Gaethje into these shots. Max touching the jab, just little feelers. Max switching into southpaw there with a Fitzsimmons shift off the right hand. It's not that he can't miss, but when he's landed just so clean. Oh, Gaethje loves switching into that lead right hook. Oh, there's the body kick again, the fucking spinning back kick. Unreal from Max. Don't be stupid, Max. 50 seconds. Gaethje walking him down. Gaethje trying to stand in the pocket. Nice lancing jab. Oh, Gaethje throws overhand right and Max fucking runs him into a knee to the body. The body attack, this fight has been unreal. One of the best body attacks I can remember seeing in all of mixed martial arts history. So diverse. Every weapon available. Oh, fucking hell, Gaethje. Head kick and then Max hits him with a knee to the body, jumping knee. Oh, low kick from Gaethje. Max now changing stances. Joe's finally done it. You've been calling this narrative for so long. Oh my fucking God. Rolling thunder from Gaethje. Holloway, do you want to stand in the centre and have it? Fucking hell, they're doing it. They're fucking do it. Don't do it. He's fucking knocked him out. Oh my God. Fucking hell. Oh my God, that's the greatest finish in the fucking history of MMA. Oh my fucking God. Fucking hell. Max Holloway said, let's fucking stand in the middle and have it. They had it. And fucking knock Gaethje. Spark out with a 1 second. Oh my fucking God. That's why we react live. That's why we fucking react live. Oh my fucking God. I'll wake up the whole fucking street. That's a knockout of the year. Fucking come on. Max Holloway is one of the greatest fighters in the history of MMA, and that's fucking why. This fucking stand, let me give you only fucking chance. And then sent him the octagon, and he fucking went to war with him. He stood in the pocket with him, and he knocked Gaethje Spark out. I think it's the overhand right. Fucking unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's the Yair Rodriguez TKZ finish, but this time the fucking guy that called for it wins. He says, let's stand. It's the right hand over the top. Hot. He's throwing. What was it? Oh, mate, it's the level change. He's swarming him with body shots, and he brings the right hook over. Oh, straight in the jaw. And on that nose. And he has sparked Justin Gaethje out. Justin Gaethje looks so good against Dustin Poirier. Justin Gaethje's been at war with so many people. Justin Gaethje stood in the pocket with Fazeev. Max can bang. Looks like that was almost the lead right hook himself. I think he was getting pushed back into sort of southpaw, so that was sort of square on. 3, 2, 1. 2 seconds on the clock. 1 second. That's when it's called off. Fucking hell. Fucking hell. That's going to go down as one of the all-time great UFC moments. Max Holloway. Fucking give him title shots in both divisions. Fucking give him both. I still think Makhachev will sort of out-grapple him, and he's awkward, southpaw, sort of sharpshooter, sniper type of fighter. I'm glad Gaethje's alright. He's on the stool. So much respect between these two. Gaethje, he's always going to be the bridesmaid, never the bride. But a wonderful action fighter all the same. And he went out on his shield there. I mean, he was badly hurt from the end of the first round, and he fucking kept trying. I'd say the fourth and fifth round, I think, were his best rounds. He got closer and closer. But you try and pressure Max Holloway, and he just went, nah, mate, let's fucking have it. That's one of the fucking... Oh, mate. That's why this is the main event, the real main event. Whatever happens in these other fights, sure, if Poatan gets knocked out, everyone will be talking about it. But everyone is going to be talking about that knockout, that fight, that finish, everything. It was everything. Fuck the BMF bout. Give him a fucking real title shot. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's go unedited for that whole session. I have no idea what the sound quality like. I have no idea if I was spitting all over the mic. I have no idea. That was fucking real, guys. That's why we do this. Unbelievable. For moments like this, eh? Whew. There's the fucking legend, the hammer, Mark Coleman in there. Max Holloway is always giving everyone else their props because he's a great fucking dude. 4:59, round 5. Unbelievable. Mark Coleman in there with him, just as Max called for him to. Everything about this is just fucking legendary. UFC 300, you look at it on paper and you say, it looks really good. Because we're not getting good cards like this anymore. But my God, when you put it all together, we've still got 2 title fights left to go. My God, this could be legendary. This fight was unbelievable. And indeed, there were 2 more title fights to go, which you can hear all about on that Patreon episode. And of course, after what? I think we're a good 5.5 hours deep at that point, but after, well, nearly 8 hours really of watching and recording and whatnot, my recollections of that episode were incorrect. I thought that I'd picked up the recording at the beginning of the 5th round, and actually I'd picked it up partway through the 4th round by the looks of it. So there you go. You can see how hazy that evening was, but we're coming out of it with just great recollections. I'm sure everyone is going to come out of UFC 300 not feeling shortchanged in the slightest, thinking it was an all-timer of a card, and let's hope we get more like that. Let's hope it doesn't take big milestones for the UFC to put on stack cards like that, because, by God, that's what MMA is all about. Absolutely incredible stuff, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hopefully I can see you over at the Patreon. Again, that's www.patreon.com/combatchronicles, and if not, please let your friends know. Please give this a like, 5-star rating and review. That will make it more visible to others. Always trying to grow the pod and get it out to more like-minded people. I'm sure you know some. But until next time, have a good one. Get your head down. It's been a long old night of fights. And weren't they just glorious?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.